Well, good morning. 6:17 a.m. Yeah, 6:17 on what is it? It's Tuesday, the 25th of June, 2024. Here on a scattered cloud morning on the Front Range east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Lots of blue sky, a few puffy white clouds up there, looking puffy and white. It's early. Yeah, I'm about an hour ahead this morning because I got up about an hour early. I was up at 3:30. I went to bed last night really early. Like, I don't think it was 9 o'clock. Well, it might have been 9 o'clock when I crawled into bed. And I woke up this morning at 3, and I thought, well, it's 3 o'clock. I'm not going to get up yet. No. You can do it. Roll over, go back to sleep. No. Didn't happen. It's like, I want to get going. I want to get going. So I got going. I've had my breakfast. I've had a little bit of coffee. I've had my hot water. I have to bake. I have to remember to put the bread on this afternoon. I need to bake tomorrow morning before it gets hot. And I need to pay a little bit closer attention. Oh, there is the turkey with all of her chicks. Hello, turkey. Hello, chicks. I'm almost close enough to take the picture, but not quite. It may be just a distance, but in just a few days, just about a week since I saw the turkeys, they seem like a lot bigger. Before they were barely the size of my fist, and now they're the size of a small chicken. I walked by without bothering them. Mother was hiding in the bushes, and the chicks were out picking up bugs out of the lawn. Life finds a way. Is that the line? Is that the Jeff Goldblum line? Is it life finds a way or nature finds a way? I think it's life. Lady walking two dogs, two good-sized dogs. One's a lab or a lab mix, and the other looks like some sort of spaniel. They're tugging her right along, sort of like the day did this morning. It just sort of tugged me right along. Beautiful morning. I got nothing really to talk about today. I'm thinking about Fallout 4. Thinking about maybe it's time to start a new character. I've been, because I've got like, I think I'm like 127 levels now. It's, I've got all of the key perk points that I wanted. And now it's just a matter of exploring some of the mechanics that I haven't played much before. I've played power armor before. Power armor is the opposite of stealthy. It's rumbling along in a tank. And Pam keeps sending me out to hijack Brother of Steel patrols, which I have really no trouble doing. Steal their armor. I should probably sell it. Take it over to Adam Katz and sell them. Dogs talking to each other down here. The lady's up ahead of me. She's moving a lot faster than I am, so she's alerting all the dogs on the road. I'm still reading Jake's Magical Market 3, and in part because I'm not reading as much. I'm not reading as many hours a day as I used to. It's gone to Fallout 4. Oh, here comes, oh, I saw him going the other way. Here comes a guy with two dogs. They're both some sort of terrier, I think. I don't think they're much more than mongrels, but he's made the loop, I'm making the loop. We all are running in circles. So, Jake's Magical Market is, this one is really long. I don't remember them being this long. This is really long. Very convoluted as he's jumping around between dimensions, among worlds, and all over the place here and there. But I really like the way Jake is growing and changing. I mean, this started out as a basic card growth, deck building, lit RPG. And he's adopted a lot of cultivation, and he's just ascended to the heavenly realm. And he's bringing some of his friends along with him, ascending to form his own pantheon of nine. The interesting question has come to my mind about what the original evil was, this pantheon of nine who warped the universe so that they can harvest the power of innocence. So they've, you know, taken over Earth like nine times, resetting the clock each time, so it regrows and they harvest it, and then they regrows and they harvest it again. It regrows and they harvest it again. And it's all this pantheon of nine, which Jake is trying to deal with. And he's forming his own pantheon of nine. And does his pantheon of nine become the new evil pantheon of nine? I don't know. Ooh, waxing gibbous. Good morning, moon. I didn't notice you up there amongst the clouds. Sort of blends in. Protective coloration, as it were. I'm not moving very fast, but I seem to be building up a sweat. My hips are complaining this morning. That's not a good sign. I haven't done 4 days yet, have I? No, I don't think so. I think this is only three. Oh, back fence is open. Oh, this guy's got a crossover. I better get off the sidewalk, give him and his dog some room. Morning. Happy dog this morning. I don't think you can hear me. He's got a Captain Kangaroo mustache. I would, except I have to trim it up a little bit. It's a little bit more like Yosemite Sam. Yeah, my beard came back, but it's kind of wispy in places. It hasn't actually grown back and filled in the way it was before, but it's back, and it's darker. It's not as gray, which is very weird. Good morning. Lovely lady out for her morning walk. All the gray hair is out. Speaking of gray, hers is a wonderful silver color. Had some good tunes this morning. But I noticed that if I keep the phone on the left side of my body, it has a tendency to cut out a lot. Whereas if I put it on the right side, where it's closer to the controlling hearing aid, it doesn't cut out as much. So apparently my body is a pretty good insulator of Bluetooth or something. I don't know. Coming up on a get ready, sit with me, monk post. I didn't notice it when I was dealing with earbuds, but it could be that the earbuds just have a better receiver in them than these little boojums here. I also discovered that about 12 hours is all I can get out of them. So I got up at 3:30, but I didn't put my earbuds on until I came out for my walk. So I didn't put them in until 5:30 or so, which means I should be good till 5:30, maybe even 7, if I push it to the 10% mark. Maybe 7 o'clock before they poop out. I can extend that if I do something rash, like put them back in the charger and listen on headphones or earbuds for a while I'm playing. It doesn't take long to bring them up to full charge from flat empty. So if I can just sort of top them off periodically, particularly before people start waking up this morning, so I have things I need to hear. There's a car for sale. I'm not really in the market for a car, but Pontiac Grand Prix, 21,000 miles, $2,900 a bus to offer. 2008. It's a nice looking car. I need to retire the van. Not as in get it new tires, but put it out to pasture. It's 20 years old. And it's showing its age. The back windshield washer doesn't wash, doesn't even turn on. The air conditioning doesn't want to air condition. Taurus is going into the shop for a new check engine light today. I don't know when we'll get it back. Guy shuffling up all of the loose stone beside his driveway. I should do that. I've got several places where I've got loose stone, and most of it has become overgrown with weeds, and we've taken out all of the landscape planting that was keeping the weeds down, so yeah, it's looking ugly. I should, speaking of should. I was thinking about my ryegrass. And yeah, apparently it becomes ripe, for lack of a better term, anytime now, really, depending on the temperature. So early July, and for all intents and purposes, we're early July, late June, there's a technical definition, thank you Rob Wiley, of 18 to 20% moisture. And I don't know how you test that other than get a moisture meter. But it's planted in the fall. So my not planting it this spring is not a problem. That was what I need to do is sort of husk out last year's seed and collect new seed for next year. And when October comes, with the rains, assuming we get rain in October, but when October comes, plant the ryegrass, the new rye. In the little garden plot where I want it, and then let it winter over so that it will sprout in the spring, which makes a certain amount of sense given that this rye, this wild rye, this escaped domestic rye, is already coming up to looking really done. What is this tree with the, is it really a locust tree? No. Black, little black, looks like blackberries. Is it lingon berries? Messy tree. Yeah, the locust tree is the one next to it. That's the one that puts out the seed pods later in the year. Both pretty messy trees, would be the truth be of the matter. And I've been thinking about Roger. I did not. As I intended yesterday, to dig out my Nemocene notebook and write some notes about Roger. I might do that when I get back. Everybody's out for their walk this morning. Morning. I'll let this guy get a little bit ahead of me. I mean, look at this rock. It's pretty much ready to go. I'll have to start carrying my clippers and bringing my little envelopes. I also like this intermediate wheatgrass. That's really attractive. Yeah, it's going to be a hot one. The sun is well up now. It's about where I was taking the picture the other day. 6:40. No, not quite. Yeah, well, 6:18. Good morning. And that prickly white poppy is looking prickly this morning. I couldn't believe I took two pictures, one day apart, exactly 24 hours apart. Took both pictures 6:18 a.m. Yeah. The difference between 64 degrees and sun and 64 degrees and no sun is pretty astonishing. Although I don't know why it should be. There. I'm in the shaded cool for the rest of the walk. Walking around the ants. So many ants swarming. City vehicle or just somebody decided that the downed tree made an opportune offering. A little early for city workers. Anyway, be that as it may, across the final street. Try not to get run over. I left the garage door open all night. That's tedious. Yeah. We usually get it closed. At any rate, speaking of garage, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.